After over a decade of campaigns and promises, University Hospital Waterford will provide 24/7 cardiac care services from the summer. It has been operating an 8am to 8pm service since March 2025, but the HSE has confirmed this will be expanded from July 2026. Joining us now is former independent TD for Waterford, Matt Shanahan, who's been one of many campaigners for 24/7 services for nearly 15 years now. Matt, you're very welcome. Can you just take us back firstly? Why did University Hospital Waterford end up having reduced cardiac services in the first place?
Well, good morning, Sarah. It wasn't the case that it had reduced services. We had one lab here from the early 2000s, and the plan was obviously to build up the service here. So we started on a Monday to Friday rota, basically 8 to 5. The problem was when we tried to expand that, we met significant resistance within the system that culminated in 2016 in the Hershey report, which basically cited that emergency patients could be adequately dealt with from this region by transporting them to either centres in Dublin or Cork between 80 and 100 miles away. This was resisted forcibly by clinicians here who many of their reputations were impugned, I have to say, regarding that. But the data that came out following the Hershey report from 2015 to 2018 showed that less than 3% of patients from the southeast region were getting to a cardiac centre within the clinical time frame. And I brought into the DAHL in 2021 national compliance audit data to then Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, which showed that of 135 blue light transfers down to Cork Hospital, not one reached the hospital within the clinical time frame. So the campaign has been that patients were being damaged, were being compromised, and we needed the service provided 24/7 locally.
And what did it mean in reality for people on the ground in the region, just living their daily lives, knowing that this service wasn't available 24/7?
Well, we've a very large cohort of people down here who have cardiac issues, older people, all of that, people who have been through the service, people who have had a heart attack, and every night they go to bed here, they understand that should they need an emergency cardiac service, particularly cardiac intervention, that it is not available here in what is the Southeast Regional Cardiac Centre. This is a Model 4 hospital. It is a regional hospital. But when you come here, and unfortunately, we had high-profile cases of both Una McDermott and Tom Power, very sadly, who both presented on Sundays to University Hospital Waterford. They should have and could have expected to have been dealt with in an emergency protocol. They were not, and unfortunately, they did not survive. And we have a number of other cases that I am aware of, people who have been badly damaged. So this was a clinical standard that was, for some reason, seen to be adequate for the southeast, as if we have some different physiology to everybody else in the country. So, and the fact that it has taken so long even to get the present service mandate, the second cath lab operational, to get it up to a 5-day 8-to-8 schedule, then to a 7-day 8-to-8 schedule, and now to 24/7, has taken too long. And I would be calling on, when we have this done, I would be calling for a look back here. I would hope that all Southeast Oireachtas members would call for a review to understand how it could have taken 10 years based on all the clinical and anecdotal data to actually deliver this service to the Southeast region.
Many people, including yourself, as you've outlined there, Matt, put in very long hours campaigning for change. You got GAA players involved. Talk me through some of the different parts of the campaign.
Well, there were a number of campaign groups down here, largely three, and that's just the way people aligned, I suppose, around the issue. But everybody was working back from 2012 on. We had the issue of hospital groups, the possible downgrading of the Model 4 services here in Waterford. That then transpired into the Hershey report, and when we understood that the recommendation was not to expand the service, but in actual fact to remove the emergency service from University Hospital Waterford. That energised very many people. Our consultants came out and advocated for their patients, describing that patients would suffer compromised outcomes and some would die. That has proven to be the case. And along with campaigning, we had 10,000 people on the streets here in 2012. We did a number of rallies. We got the GAA across, it has to be said, across Munster, the senior hurlers to put hand on heart at GAA matches to signify that even though you're in Munster and in Waterford oftentimes watching a match, you had no heart care should anything happen to you while you were there simply because the service was not being funded.
Matt, we'll leave it there. It's going to make a big difference for people to have the service, but I know you're saying you'd like to take a look at why it has taken so long, so that may be the next step. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Matt Shanahan, former independent TD for Waterford. The time now is 7:25.